Hello, Reddit. Wow, that was scary. My voice just went really low. And yeah, that explains why, because I am sick. It sucks. Yeah. I decided that just to, exercise my vocal cords despite the fact that they're sore as a motherfucker. I will do 13th Fox's writer's questionnaire. I think he posted this on GWA Script Guild. And I thought, I've been meaning to do this questionnaire for some time now, but I never got around to it. So, Mr. Fox, I got this glass of Coke. And there's to you, bud. All right. And when you and yeah, just to preface this, if you do get a chance to work with him, he is amazing. He's a great editor, great writer. Oh my God, all of the above. Really good all around person. He's just amazing, 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 amazing. Foxy, Foxy, Foxy. Okay, about you. Tell us just a little bit about yourself, whatever you feel comfortable sharing. Well, I am currently 24 years old. I will be 25 in March. So that means I'm a Pisces. Yay. Let's see. I live in the South. You probably can't tell it in my accent because my accent likes to dip a lot. It's either there or it's either not. So it comes out every occasionally. So can't even tell what kind of accent I have, really. So yeah, and I like to write. I like to play piano and sing. Oh, I love to sing so much. It's been a while since I've done any of that. But anyway, yeah, I would love to get back into singing and recording for you all because that's what I love to do. Let me see. I covered, okay, writing, singing, playing piano, recording some erotic audios, especially I love to do that. I love trying new restaurants. I love doing everything. All right. Do you have a background in writing? No, I don't think so. I just like to, I like to write a lot of fucked up stuff for GWA. So I guess I don't know. I did okay, now I did write some poetry for a poetry site for All Poetry. Oh God, what was the name of the site? All Poetry. And I used to write a lot of poems on that site, and they were pretty bad the last time I've checked, because I've written them like 6 or 7 years ago. And I posted on that site years ago too. So yeah. Do you ever perform your own work? Yeah, at times. If the script doesn't get a fill or whatever, ever, I usually just sort of adapt it to my own standards and just do it myself. Like I did for that script for, oh, what was it called? It's starting to get to where I forget what I write. Oh yeah, In a Wrist Array. And I adapted that from an M for M script to an F for M script. And I don't know how it, I don't know how well that was received, but I think it would have been a lot better if it was M for M though. Yeah. How did you get into writing on GWA? Now, it all got started when I was somebody else before I was Tarkus Trooper. And I think my first script was this long distance script. It was like very vanilla, very beggy, sort of. God, I don't know. Oh, it's been so long since I looked at that script. It was like a phone sex script or something. It has been a long time since I've ever looked at it. I ought to st start. I don't know. I might share it. I might not. Because that was the first script I've ever written before I was Tarkus Trooper. I was somebody else. I was under another name when I started GWA. But it was around June or July of 2013 when I started writing scripts. Because I really love hearing people get to do their own adaptions to my scripts and everything like that. It's very interesting. It's very interesting to listen to. Okay, about your work. What is your reason for writing in GWA? For example, to explore a part of your personality, get the listener off as quickly as possible. Well, I think the reason for writing in GWA is because I get so many ideas as to what I want to write about. It's just like I can't keep this to myself anymore. This has to be written. This has to be recorded. So I just write it down, and I'm just in it, and it's always the wondering of, wonder what it would sound like if that person did it or the other person did it. And oh, how would they do that? Would they do this part really slutty? Would they make it sound as innocent as possible? Or are they just gonna go all full out porn star on that one? Well, we'll have to see. Submit. Dink. Okay. Now we find out. 'cause like I said, I love writing for the GW community because I love hearing different adaptions. I love hearing different kind of ways that the performer enhances words. It just the way that they put emphasis on certain words of my scripts. That really does it for me. It really does. I love how they just put their own spin to it, and it's just, it's a lot of fun to listen to. What subjects and situations do you like to write about? I love reading. I mean, yeah, I love reading too, but no, I like writing a lot of M-sub. I like writing a lot of there have been some F-dump scripts I've written. It's just been a long time since I've done that. But mostly M sub and M for M. A bunch of daddy stuff. Daddy, 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 this, daddy, that, daddy, 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 papa. No, I don't think I've ever used papa in one of my scripts, but I used poppy. Like, I poppy. Yeah, sort of like that. It's just. That was that one time that I used Poppy as in one of my scripts. It was Dance, Dance, Dancing on Daddy's Pole. That script where I used the word Poppy. Ay, Poppy. Quiero cogerte maduro. Something. I can't speak Spanish to save my own life. But, I mean, I wish I could have explored doing more bilingual scripts, but the only language I ever known was English. But I would love to do a Spanglish one. And what would be so perfect would be an M sub Spanglish script with the word daddy or puppy in it. It'd be so cool. It would be so hot and so sexy. But yeah, to oh God, I'm going off tangent. I like writing about M sub. I like writing about Fuda. I like writing about M for M. I like if my imagination gets out of hand, I would love to do a lot of a lot more out there stuff. Like the like that one tentacle script I have. Oh, and Gender Transformation. Gender Transformation is starting to become one of my favorites, thanks to another fellow script writer, and his name is Shadowed Scripts. Now, his Gender Transformation scripts are the best, bar none. If you haven't read them, read them. Read them, read them, read them, read them. Because his scripts are a lot of fun to do. And I've been wanting to, just do a. I've been wanting to, yeah. Well, I'll talk about that later on. Do you feel script. Blah, 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 blah. Do you feel script requests from users? At times. When I feel the most inspired, yeah, I do. But there are just so many prompts that are sitting. They're just sitting in my list of prompts, and I have not gotten them done yet. Like I think about 5 or 6 months ago, I asked people to send me their prompts or anything like that, and they just sat there. I think I've only got like one or two of them done. But I think I need to ask them again so I could get back into it, 'cause I've been meaning to get back into writing more scripts and kind of venturing out of the whole "Oh, daddy, daddy, daddy" thing, you know? Yeah, I kind of want to venture out of that for a little bit, 'cause yeah. But when I do get a chance, I love filling script requests, especially just things I haven't even done before, and hopefully praying that I hopefully wrote what they were looking for. Yeah, anyway, oh God, why did I laugh like that? How do you come up with your ideas? That would be like certain lines or certain sentences that would creep into my head at the point, and it would be like there might be a certain phrase that pops up in my head, or just something, and I'm just like, oh my God, I gotta write that down right now. I don't care where I'm at, I don't care what time it is, I have to write this shit down, 'cause otherwise I'll forget, and I don't know what to do with myself. I can't find any more inspiration other than that line. So I usually just dream them up in the middle of the night, and I'm just like, just bolt up from my bed like, oh my God, I have got to write this down this instant, no excuses. These lines or these kind of things, they usually just come they just pop up in my sleep. And then the next day, I would try and remember them so much, and I'm like, what was that thing I imagined the other night? What was it? What was it? Dang it! Okay, now I'm just gonna wait till tomorrow to write a script. Yeah, fuck it. But then it will randomly pop up again. My brain is weird like that. It is very weird. How do you write on a computer, paper and pen, voice dictation? On a, yeah, mostly on a computer. Yeah, but when I started out, about 7 years ago, I started out writing it on pen and paper, and then transcribing it into putting it onto my computer. Yeah, I used to do rough drafts, but I. Like a fool, I don't anymore. A rough draft, if that counts, if you save it on your computer and copy and paste it on your paste bin. God, I'm having so many brain farts. Anyway, there are times where I save my rough drafts, and there are times where I'm just like, this is good enough. Don't need a rough draft for that. And delete. All right. Do you ever get writer's block? Oh God, yes. More times than I can count. I can't even tell you how many times I've gotten writer's block. If so, what do you do to overcome it? Well, I usually listen to music, or I just go out and just, turn on my MP3 player and just clip it on and just walk around the neighborhood, just walk around and just let my mind stew about what to write. Or just let it do its own thing until I just come back and go like, "Oh, I got an idea." Yeah. So usually music and walking is one of the things that doesn't really overcome it, but it helps me just break down that writer's block. It just one by one, not completely demolish it, but just one by one, take it day by day. Can you break down the way you write or improvise? Shoot. Oh, God. I usually try and create a build up before I even go into the sex part. Because that's kind of like me. I always want to get to the sex part because that's where I just let it fly there. 'Cause yeah, I'm a sucker for dirty talk. What can I say? But yeah, and I'm just staring at my computer, just like, oh my God, do I have to build this up? I don't want to. That's pretty much me trying to write a script. Yeah, and that's another idea I could have done. I'm gonna plan on doing a script that has no build up. It goes straight into the sex, straight into the fucking. That's what I'm gonna do. That's what I'm really gonna do. If I get that much and uninspired, I'm just gonna say, you know what? Fuck it. It ain't gonna be about anything. It's just gonna be a bunch of sex, a bunch of moaning, a bunch of whimpering, and a bunch of daddies. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. But as for right now, I'm just like, no, Melissa. The most impert. No, appurtenant's a word now. Appurtenant. It's the most important thing. God. It's the most important thing right now. Is just build it up, see where it goes, and then fly into the, yeah, 'cause I try to show some self-restraint when I write my scripts, but usually they just go differently than what's planned. To break it all down, the way I like to break it down is just, just let it build and just take it where it wants to go. I just follow what my fingers type, so yeah, or what my mouth says or anything else. I don't know. What are some of your favorite comments you received about your work? Oh, I remember there was this one girl that used to post on GWA, and she was the sweetest girl ever. I wrote a very, very raunchy M for M audio. No, script. No, it wasn't audio, but it was a script. And it was what was the name of it? Touched by Only You, and it was a two-parter script. And there was this this girl that wrote a comment, and she said, "Damn, that dirty talk in it though. Whoa, Tark." Oh yeah, 'cause let's just say I really do get into my dirty talk. I try and make it as outlandish as I can, or as raunchy and as, very slutty. I just love doing that. I like to get a little bit inventive with my dirty talking. What can I say? But the way she said that, she was just like, "Oh my God, that dirty talking in there. Ooh-wee, that's hot. And that was the best night of my life when I read that. And I think also. Oh, and I like that one time I wrote a script that was my last F for M script. It was called "Broken Hearts for Assholes," named after a Frank Zappa song, of course. And I think one or two of them said, "Now, how can you just leave that at just one part? There has to be a part two to this." And yeah, and I was just like, I've never gotten the time to write a second part to that. I don't know why. I just, yeah, life, procrastination, distractions. Yeah, you know, it just. But Night Fawn really did a really good job on that script, though. She really knocked it out of the park. I might write a part two to it one day. 'Cause I love to hear her voice. I really do. And about the community. Do you think upvotes are important or not? There are days where I think, come on, there's gotta be more upvotes than this. And there are some days, most days, where I think, oh, come on, can I just get at least a comment? I mean, if not an upvote, just a comment. Just a comment. Please. Or maybe just one comment that says saved. Like, yeah. But in short, there are days where I think upvotes are important, and there's other days where I think no. No, comments are more important. Do you think re ra, 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 ra. Do you think writers are appreciated in the community? I'm trying to make this sound as nice as I can, but fuck it. No, I mean, there are some writers that are very appreciated in the community. It's just that, you know, it's it gets the most downvotes because our scripts are like the backbone to some performers' audios, and it's funny because once a performer does your script, it's awesome, but if you post the script by itself, it's just like eh, eh, eh. Because it's kind of hard to explain it, really. But writers, they're kind of a, you know, I think writers, I mean, we're appreciated, sure, but we would love to get more recognition, you know? I mean, not just for audios, not just for, you know, I mean, just for our scripts being enough. Hey, I don't mind if a lot of scripts are just fat material, you know? Well, actually, they might be, or they are, because they record them while they fap while reading them. So, yeah. I don't know. It's just like, so I'd say in short, writers, they are, I don't know, they need to be appreciated more often than not, you know? It's 'Cause I love seeing so many writers just try out new stuff and try, you know, just to pique the interest of everybody on GWA. It's amazing. It's amazing to see what people can do. They could either write the material they're most comfortable with, or they could just go out into a whole different ballpark and just slay it at that too. I mean, I have not seen one bad script so far on GWA this year. I've no. And 'cause we've got a lot of really good script writers. We really, really, really do. Which, speaking of that, if you read scripts from other writers here, whose work do you enjoy reading? Oh. Now, here's who I've gotten into reading. I like reading Mr. Porn Writers. I like reading Late Stage Infernalism. Oh. Their scripts are really, really good. And another one, Casting Nueva. He writes some really good lyrics, scripts, Melissa, scripts. Okay, and oh, there's a lot of script writers I love reading. Theseus in the Maze. Now, they really write killer scripts. Let's see. Oh shit. Oh, and oh God, what is his name? I can't remember. Oh, I know. It's ah oh, shit. This is gonna take me a while. Mem. I know. Eight Memento Mori 6. Now he writes some really good scripts as well. Not to mention some really, really raunchy scripts. I love it, love it, love it, love it. And there used to be a script writer. He was also an audio recorder here, the Perpetual William. Now, I heard stop. One of his scripts he did, and the guy. He adapted it into his own and made it, I think, an M for M or an M for A, I think. And he did an amazing job on it. He made it as slutty as the original script called for, and he just killed it. He really knocked it out of the ballpark. Okay, and what advice would you pass on to your fellow writers? I mean, if there's something that you're more comfortable writing with and it's just, yeah, don't be afraid to do that. I mean, don't be afraid that you're running it into the ground. Just write what is comfortable to you and write what you're well versed in. And if you want to try something different, hey, go for it. I mean, there's nothing holding you back. There really isn't. I mean, you can either just stay in the square or the kink that you're really, really comfortable in and write as many scripts about it as you want to. Hey, look at me. I write a lot of daddy scripts, so hey. But if you're willing to be very adventurous, hey, go for it. I mean, GWA is your oyster. That's all I gotta say. I mean, there's bound to be people that like that kink you're posting, and there's others that are like, ugh, no. But don't listen. Just don't pay attention to that latter selection of people saying, ugh, no. Write whatever you think is sexy to you. And hey, you're bound to get some script fills one way or another because that confidence you bring into your script writing, that says it all. I mean, it doesn't matter if you write the same things. It just matters that you're confident, you're confident in what you write, and that confidence shows through. You know? Just as long, and let me just give you an advice right here, just as long as you don't do any tongue twisters or anything like that, like pump my pooper hole, daddy, pump my pooper hole, daddy, no, then you're gold. You are gold. Okay, you're just, do whatever you want. That's the only advice I will ever be. You know, that's the only articulate advice I can give you is, hey, go wild, just do what you want. I mean, yeah, do what you want, write what you want, whatever gets you off, hey, it's bound to get another person off. You know? Yeah. Well, that was really fun. And I had a lot of fun answering this questionnaire. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, 13th Fox, for creating this questionnaire, and I am very, very glad I got to answer it while I did. Yeah, and I will see you all later. Yeah, so Tarkus Trooper signing off.